Yes, good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. There has been a number of issues we're trying to sort out, but nevertheless, we are here. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. My name is Uchem Efor, and we are reaching you from London. I am joined this evening by the LCD crew, and of course our brother from Lagos, Imam Madabuchi, of course, is one of our correspondents. I must warn that the Radio Biafra website is down, and as such I will not be able to read the news. But when this news comes in, I will be able to bring it to you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. If you want to listen to this program, as always, we have our main website, which is www.radiobiafra.co. But I must warn that this website is down. On the alternative, we have other listening posts. These are www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.ipob.org, www.biafrarestoration.com, www.biafratelevision.co. We also have www.biafratv.co. We are also on satellite, and of course, for those who are on MOS 5 satellite, please turn your dish towards 17 degrees east. We are also on other satellite platforms like DASAT. Simply tweak or search for Radio Biafra under the satellite radio category, and you will sure be able to join us in this program. When the lines are open, if you wish to make contributions, of course, we have two lines here. These are +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411, or +447 440 531 583, +447 440 531 583. We are also on Skype, and the only Skype line available at the moment is Radio Biafra One. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the PM edition. And of course, apologies for not coming to you in the morning, because there are a huge, monumental, complex issues that we are trying to overcome. Nevertheless, we are Biafrans and we are here. Once again, welcome. And when we come back, we'll be going to our panelists to say hello to you. Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are to you all indigenous people of Biafra, to you all men and women of goodwill, to all lovers of freedom and justice, to all those who are serving Biafra in truth and honesty. You are welcome to this program. This program is for you. To you all whose human rights have been trampled upon, to you all whose economic interests have been targeted, this is your platform. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you on this day, the 22nd of October 2014, the PM edition. This is live broadcast. This is not recorded. It is live, and we are urging you to make the most of it. I will now go to the line to welcome our panelists. And of course, we want to remind you that today is the first anniversary of the LCD crew led by Chuks Ikediwe. And I must say that we are very grateful to all of them for what they have done in making sure that they translate or transcribe, as the case may be, the Radio Biafra live broadcasts, are making it available, readily available to all those who are not able to listen to it. We are owing you a lot. We owe you a huge debt of gratitude. And we are enjoying all Biafrans, wherever they are, to say hello to them, to say something, leave a comment to them, to encourage them for what they are doing. It is not easy because they stand, they sit, they walk, they run where necessary to make sure that things are going accordingly. And for that alone, for having brought out themselves to serve Biafra in truth and honesty, we must encourage them, we must appreciate them. They have not done that because they want to achieve fame. They have done that because they are called. And if you think that it is easy, we urge you to do what they have done. They are unrelentless, or they are relentless. They are resolute, and they have dedicated themselves to the service of man, to the service of humanity, and indeed Biafra. I will now go to the line to ask Sylvia, I think Sylvia is on the line, to say hello to Biafrans and all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. Sylvia, are you hearing me? Sylvia, are you hearing me?
Hello, good evening, Chinefo. Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear. The world is listening. Biafrans are listening, please.
Okay. Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world, friends of Biafra, enemies of Biafra. My name is Chiwendu Nwosu Sylvia, but a whole lot of you on Facebook know me as Sylvia Chinwo, as the case may be. I happen to be a member of the LCD crew. I hail from Abaje in Nwangele local government area of Imo State and Biafra land, and I'm happy to be a member of the Hell City crew. It's a great crew, you know. There's no word to justify the effort most of us put into this struggle. We are unrelentless, like Uche rightly put it, and I just want to say happy anniversary to my fellow crew members. Nelly, Nana, Chuks, Ikedigwe, Carol Monde, a great woman, and that woman, I can never forget that woman. I treasure her. She's been a role model for us all, you know, and not forgetting our own Obioma Ebere. Happy anniversary to all of you, and good evening to all of you Bear fans all over the world, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And of course, I join all Biafrans and all men and women of good will to wish you a happy anniversary. And we urge you not to relent, because the journey has just begun.
Of course, we are not relenting at all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And of course, I will come back to you from time to time. We now go to Brother Imam Madabuchi from Lagos as well. He is a staunch Biafran from but presently in Lagos. Imam, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you. Don't know whether you're hearing me too.
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah, thank you. I greet you all, fellow Biafrans. Another day is here for us to stay together, for us to share together, for us to reason together, for us to talk together. The wonderful stories of Biafra and the wonderful truths about Biafra. I thank you all. My name is Imam Madwabuchi. I hail from Ovim in the Sukwato local government area of what we know today as Abia State in Biafra land. I thank you once again. And God bless you as you listen from all corners of the globe. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Brother Imam Madabuchi. Of course, we will be coming back to you shortly. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and today is one of the most important days, of course, in the lives of Biafrans. And we are not relenting. We are not surrendering. We are not prevaricating. We do not intend to do so. This is your platform, and there is no going back. For those who are, of course, still dilly-dallying, still standing on the fence, this is the second phase of the quest for the restoration of Biafra. And there is no intention to abandon this journey, because we've gone far. This journey, this project, has been ordained by God Almighty Himself, and no human being born of flesh can stop it. No human being born of flesh can stop it. We must unite, but we must unite around a common purpose. That common purpose is the truth, and that truth is Biafra. And Biafra is freedom. And that freedom is for all mankind, for both the oppressed and the oppressor. And this is the spirit here. This is the spirit here. We'll be right back. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. My name is Richard Mefor. For some reasons, we are not able to get into our main website. Our main website is down. Our main website is down, and so we are not able to get some certain news items. Nevertheless, we try to do something. We are reporting that the wife of the late People's General, Bianca Ojukwu, has replied, has continued to talk about the defection of Mr. Peter Obi, the immediate past governor of Anambra State, and to People's Democratic Party. And Peter Obi has said that he fulfilled the promises made to Ojukwu. We are also reporting on this edition, there is serious war in Benue, the war of zones in Benue. These people are killing themselves, but we are not, to be honest, we are not interested in what is going on there. We will be discussing, as a matter of fact, the anniversary of the LCD crew of the Radio Biafra, and of course Indigenous People of Biafra, and the effort so far made, how they are doing it, and of course the danger of abandoning the project Restoration Biafra, and the danger of betraying the trust. We will be discussing that in a minute. I will, of course, go into reading this particular one news item. When others come up, we will be able to read them. Barely 2 days after Nigeria's ambassador to Spain and widow of the late Biafran leader, Dame Odumegwu Ojukwu, Mrs. Bianca Ojukwu, expressed disappointment that former governor of Anambra State, Peter Obi, defected to the People's Democratic Party. The letter has replied, explaining why he dumped the All Progressives Grand Alliance. He also stated that he fulfilled all promises made to Ojukwu in an interview published by Daily Sun on Monday. Mrs. Ojukwu admitted that Obi made immense contributions to ABGA, adding that she remained proud of his achievements as governor of Anambra State, but said the former governor's exit diminishes us, and many of his supporters and grassroots crusaders are disappointed and demoralized. She also described Obi's defection to PDP as betrayal of the late Biafran leader, who she said had such great hope in that he would always stand by ABGA. Reacting yesterday, Obi said since Bianca was not a frivolous person, her comments must be taken seriously, more so when he was the wife of his leader. He stated, however, that loyalty to a cause does not change with a change of platform, stressing that there has not been any change of principles on his part. He added that his response would be his last on the matter, as he wants to channel his time and energy alongside other well-meaning Igbo to work for the re-election campaign of President Goodluck Jonathan and the place of Ndị Igbo in Nigerian politics, Obi stated. Of all those who have spoken and who will continue to speak on the issue of my leaving ABGA, only Bianca spoke with sincerity. She does not fall into the class of those who are now displaying dated video clippings and presenting matters out of context for political reasons without appreciating the sacrifice put into building the house they are now destroying. Admitting that Mrs. Ojukwu gave an accurate account of his exchanges with the late Ojukwu, who called him once and asked if he would leave ABGA when the Abia governor chief Theodoro Orji left the party, Obi said, "I wish to reiterate that I am still loyal to our great leader in terms of what serves the interests of our people and the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Everyone knows today that ABGA is not what it used to be. My assurance to a great leader did not imply that I would be loyal to a platform that some people have resolved to turn into an empty shell without an inner core of shared values. I remain faithful to those values and principles a great leader asked me to stand by and defend." Obi said time would reveal whether the ABGA of today is still propagating the late leader's core principles, adding that he had seen enough of violation of what ABGA stood for, and therefore cannot continue to stay in a place which had departed from the original course and where clarity he was not wanted. "Despite all overtures for me to leave ABGA when I was governor, I did not give in but served out my time under ABGA and handed over to an ABGA governor," he said. On his relationship with Ojukwu, Obi said he kept his promise to the ABGA leader and finished as the party's governor, as well as helped to enthrone another ABGA governor. The former governor recalled that he stayed with Ojukwu throughout his trying period and intervened in all possible ways to ensure that he was given a burial befitting for a leader and a hero. He made sure that Ojukwu was given a burial wrapped in Nigerian white and green flag and as a hero. That was what Obi did. Let me continue. He stated, "According to Mrs. Ojukwu, our political father, Dim Odumegwu Ojukwu, the Anambra and Nigerians believed I was humble, hardworking, honest, good-mannered, among others, and that I delivered on good governance. These were not primarily because of the political party I belonged, but because of my belief that we must build a better society for our children." Obi said Ojukwu had advised him to continue supporting Jonathan for reasons the late ABGA leader made clear to him. He admitted discussing with Mrs. Ojukwu about ABGA, pointing out that the last time they talked was when he held a closed-door meeting with the leadership of the party with four venerated persons from Anambra State, after which he told Mrs. Ojukwu that based on what transpired at the meeting, he had had enough and needed to move on. According to him, like my leader and political father, Dim Odumegwu Ojukwu, who was bitterly criticized for ignoring the Zeke-led Nigerian People's Party to join the National Party of Nigeria, where he felt the interests of Ndebu and the nation would be better served, I have moved out of a political party which, in my own opinion, had derailed. I have moved on to a place my contributions towards proper representation of our people would have the level of impact that would make Ikemba rejoice in his grave. Saying that he holds Mrs. Ojukwu in high esteem, Obi said, the ambassador would later be in a position to judge the propriety or otherwise of recent developments in ABGA and his actions. Of course, what one can take away from this is the danger of inconsistency, the danger of betrayal, the danger of prevarication. Peter will be from my own record. Did all that he did in Anambra State and evoked a lot of responses from different people. But we must hold Obi accountable to all that he did, in that he masterminded the killing of Biafran youths. He masterminded the killing of Biafran youths, MASOB members precisely, and in collaboration with Obasanjo, they killed, they maimed, they incarcerated, they dumped those they dumped in the Ezo River. And Peter Obi also presided over the hiding of the autopsy results of those who were killed. Those Biafran youths who were killed and dumped in the Ezo River. Peter Obi presided over it. And for me, all that Obi achieved in office has been overshadowed by this negative and senseless conduct. And he must be held to account. At a time when the northern, so-called northern Hausa Fulani establishment are sponsoring Boko Haram to maim and massacre Biafran youths, men and women in their numbers in northern part of Nigeria, Peter Obi was busy inviting SARS Special Anti-Robbery Squad, whose members are made up of at least 80% of headsmen from northern Hausa Fulani extraction, those who do not value life, those who do not know the importance of life. They came into Anambra State and into Biafra land and continue to waste the lives of our youth with impunity. And it is unbecoming of any responsible political leader not to read the handwriting on the wall. It is very unfortunate that any Biafran leader will encourage the operation of the SARS, especially the squad made up of Hausa Fulani, whose hatred for our people knows no bounds. And it is, for me, a mark of a decaying generation. And nobody was able to raise his voice or hands against the continued killing of our people. Not even the Ohanaeze Ndigbos, not even the Aki Ikengas, not even the Ohazilumes, or the House of Rep members, or the State Houses of Assembly members. They were busy chasing for their own contracts. And what is of concern to us today is the preservation of the lives of our people individually and collectively, whether anybody likes it or not. No matter the level of sabotage, we must remain resolute. No matter the obstacles on the way, we must remain resolute. We must remain focused. No matter the amount of obstacle on our way, we must never think of prevaricating or think of dumping this noble project, Biafra Restoration Project. And this brings us to a number of other things within the wider Biafra family. Consistency, ideological consistency, is very important. And that is what we have maintained here on the platform of Radio Biafra, and that is the spirit governing the entire genuine Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, family members, individually and collectively. Without that, we would have collapsed a long time ago. The danger of not trusting, the danger of sabotage, is looming large, and it is only a dedicated set of people, it is only with resilience, with vigor, with commitment, that we can overcome. We want to encourage every indigenous citizen of Biafra, wherever you are, to tell yourselves the truth. Here we are not perfect because we are human beings, but we are sincere. Sincerity, unity of purpose, commitment, absolute dedication to the service of God and humanity, in this case, the Biafran people, are some of the principal factors that can take us to the promised land. And it is against this background that we continue to maintain that on this platform the truth must be preached, whether anybody likes it or not. On this platform, we must continue to honor the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And because millions have died because of Biafra, we cannot abandon it. We are freedom fighters for God's sake. Because of what they did, because of their sacrifices, we will not abandon this project, whether anybody likes it or not. There are those who say that they are fighting for the interest of our people, and they are shying away from using the name Biafra. They have called themselves Igbo Self-Determination Group, all sorts of names, just in a bid to save face and to play safe. We are saying that we are not playing safe because we cannot abandon our own. The moment and the day we abandon Biafra, that is the day we will all die. Our generation is still subsisting today because of the belief of dedicated few that Biafra must be restored. Without Biafra, we will lose all our values. Already, our culture, our tradition, our way of life have been eroded. They are going into extinction simply because our land is presided over by unscrupulous elements and criminals, men without honor, women without honor, dishonorable men and women. And it is the duty of the good men and women who still have some semblance of respect and high moral grandstanding to oppose the status quo. Those who are supposed to be the custodians of our tradition and culture, and indeed who are supposed to be representing the interests of our people, have abandoned the ship. It is because those who are supposed to speak up, it is because those who are supposed to know better, it is because those who are supposedly the supposedly good men and women, our elders, our leaders of thought, have seen the evil in our society and look the other way. It is that simple conduct, shameful conduct, that has made crime, abomination, and all sorts of evil to grow wings, to grow hands and legs. And they move among us and live among us as humans. And today, the center can no longer hold. It is because of that singular mistake that we are paying a price that we are not prepared for, we never bargained for. And so, at a time like this, we are proud to say that there are still a generation of Biafrans who still have honor and dignity in themselves, who still value same that we must stand up and say enough is enough and challenge the status quo. Anybody who does not like it should go. It is either Biafra or we all perish. What we are doing at this moment is to sensitize the international community, to sensitize our people, to rouse the consciousness of our people to a level that will make it impossible for them to abandon this noble project. There will be those who pretend, there will be those who do not come to serve Biafra in truth and honesty. But you know what? God is still on his throne. God Almighty, the author and finisher of this project, is still in control. And they are falling one by one by the wayside. And we do not intend to stop what we are doing. This Biafra we are looking for does not belong to anybody, any one person, or any group of people. But somebody, some people must serve Biafra for Biafra to be restored. Biafra cannot exist in a vacuum. In any event, men, women, and all of us of freedom and justice who care about humanity, who care about the Biafran people, must do something. The level of sacrifice that they will make and they are making in truth and honesty and in sincerity will be enough to give us Biafra, because God knows the hearts of all men. All over the world there are crusaders, there are people who have stood up for the good and well-being of their people. It is only in Biafra land that they have come in, the enemies have come in, they have divided us. It is only in Biafra land that we sell our own, that a few people entrusted with the progress of the collective interests of our people have decided to sell us that cheap. And the only thing we owe to the dead, the millions that have paid the ultimate price, is to continue to propagate the ideology that is Biafra, the truth that is Biafra, the freedom that is Biafra, whether anybody likes it or not. That is what we are doing here, and so shall it be until Biafra is restored, whether anybody likes it or not. We call on all men and women of goodwill, all genuine people, to support this initiative. There will come, there will gather, but there will fail. As you can see, the unfolding event within the wider Biafra family is instructive enough. But we cannot relent. We will continue to march ahead. We also have to note that implicit in the notion of this commitment, of this total sacrifice and application to the Biafra Restoration Project, is responsibility. Every position, everything we are doing comes with it responsibility. And so, we must discharge whatever responsibility that are entrusted upon us on our shoulders with truth, with sincerity, with honesty. We cannot afford to continue to give in to all manner of sabotage. The time has come. The second phase for the restoration of Biafra is still on. The journey has just begun. And it is also very important at this juncture to state categorically that not everybody we know
or get or will be accessible, or well, not everybody will be availed of every information regarding what is going on, because the information available at this stage is on the need to know basis. And so if you do not have any particular information, do not crack. It may just be because you are not supposed to know. But the basic information you will get. The projects, the objectives that we have set before us must be achieved. And they are already achieved. There are a lot of things. We are navigating a lot of convoluted routes. Complex one indeed. But at the end of the day, we can say with some level of certainty that God Almighty is still in the driving seat, and we must continue to move, that the heart of this project will never see corruption, and that the Biafra Restoration Project must be seen to its logical conclusion. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We do not have so much at the moment in terms of news, but this is also a lead to what we need to be discussing at this particular point in time. Times are different, but on this auspicious moment in history and time, the people of Biafra must commit themselves to nothing other than collective self-emancipation. It cannot be done anyhow, because we have experienced a lot of sabotage. If anybody is not performing, let that person go. But not because some people don't like somebody's face. You cannot, we cannot continue to wallow in envy and jealousy and baseless allegation. Everything we are doing must be based on objective assessment of the whole entire project that we are pursuing. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. I will now go to the line to see whether Imam Madabuchi has something to say. And after that, of course, we will be able to take some of the calls. Imam, I don't know whether you are hearing me.
Yes, Uche, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Yes, please. As you can see, we do not have much news because our website is down. And but of course, if you have anything to say regarding what we have read so far, please, Biafra people will want to know.
Yes, I have something to say on Obi. Obi is somebody who everybody, anybody who knows him from time knows that he is selfish. Everything he does is for his selfish interests. He will use it and wrap it around and present it as Igbo interest. You heard him saying, he heard him talking about principles, talking about the core values of ABGA, the core principle for which ABGA stood for. What core principles? Let him give us one or two. These things are bandying words about. What core principles did they deviate from before he left? Besides, how could he be talking about core principles when the person who established the party, they pushed him out? What does he know about core principles? The person who established the party, they rubbished him, they pushed him out, they moved the party in the way they liked, and he said core principles. Was core principles to remove Chukwuemeka Okorie, who founded the party? What? How can that be core principle? Did Okorie establish a party? for him to be pushed out. But of course, Okorie has told us in our interview we had with him, he told us the reason why they drove him out of the party, where they connived and drove and made sure that he left the party, was because of Ojukwu himself, the general himself, because he gave the general a platform to run for office. The general running the MPN he was talking about, the general was in that party. They wanted to make a fool of him, and he withdrew on time. They wanted to rubbish him. He was in that party. He had no political office. He held nothing. What did they do? They put him in detention when they overthrew the government, when he did not do anything. He did not perform any public, he did not handle any public office. So he came out. That is what he's using as core principles. That's what he's using as the core values for which Abga stood for. They removed the man that gave Ojukwu the platform. They removed him. Okori was telling us that the reason why Obasanjo recruited Obi to remove him was because they were afraid Ojukwu will launch his Biafran now. We launched the Biafran struggle through the political means. Okorie told us that was what Obasanjo told him, that was a political sin he committed in Nigeria by giving Ojukwu a platform. So he removed Okorie, and he's telling us about core principles. It is just his personal interest. At least he's been able to build up his business empire. He's built up his business empire. What has that got to do with Igbo interest? You say core principles, and what are the core principles? You couldn't mention anyone. And of course, he said that he served the party and left and handed over to a governor, or the Zabga governor. Meanwhile, you have confessed with your own mouth that the party you handed over is an empty shell, and you are boasting that you handed over a party to an empty shell. To an Abga governor, you handed over an empty shell to him. That was one of the things he said. And he's talking about the burial of Ojukwu, that Ojukwu was buried like a hero. Whose hero? Ojukwu was Ojukwu's principle, was Ojukwu's dream, was Ojukwu's aspiration to be buried with green, white, and green. Is that his aspiration? Ojukwu is the leader of Biafra, our first head of state. He is supposed to be buried with Biafran flag, not Nigerian flag. Any person who is long-sighted, who is not short-sighted, should know that Nigeria cannot survive. That Nigeria will die and that Biafra will come up. So that is more enduring than the green, white, green. What does green, white, green mean? Does green, white, green, what does it mean? That flag, what does it mean? They said agriculture and peace. Where is the peace that will be used to wrap Ojukwu? Green, white, green, that upon which 3.5 million of our people were murdered, starved to death, brutalized. That is what you used to bury Ojukwu, and you say you buried him like a hero. So I've stopped talking about Obi. Everything he does is for his interest. Somebody said they are going to give him the president of Nigeria, and I laughed. Nigeria give you the president. How can they do that? And Obi of all people. Will be of all people that they know he will betray them any time. So I don't believe anything Obi says. Any person who is believing anything Obi says is just wasting his time. He has made his move. He believes that is an avenue, that is a place where he will make more money. There's no more money to make in Anambra State, because the governor will not allow him to use the money of Anambra State the way he was using it before. So that is where to go and get better money. Maybe they make him a minister, or as they have given him the job to force Igbo people to confuse Igbo people, especially in Lagos, to support President Jonathan. And he has said that they believe that President Jonathan will give Igbo what they want. What do the Igbo want that he knows? What do we want that he knows that Jonathan will give us? We have supported Jonathan for more than 5-6 years now. What did he give us? What have we gained from Jonathan? That is only this remaining 4 years that he will give us anything. And you see them trumpeting this thing as if we are all fools. We don't know where they are going. The only interest to Jonathan will serve is to give him political appointment, political office, where he can make more money and perhaps build more malls, more perhaps in Kano and Borno State. That is the only business, that is the only interest that Obi knows. There's no interest for Igbo people. What interest? Igbo interest to murder our brothers and sisters, murder our brothers, give order for foreigners to come to our land and murder our people and kill them. Is that Igbo interest that Obi wants to, that Obi is protecting? Well, of course, those people who are supporting him, they know why they are supporting him. They gain from him, they eat from him. And of course, they connive with him. So they should support him. But as far as I know, Obi does not represent me. He has never represented me. He's representing himself, his family, and perhaps his cronies around him. He doesn't represent any Igbo interest. What does he even know about Igbo interest to represent? What does Obi know about Igbo to represent? Which I will sit there, please.
Yes. Before you go, of course, Obi said that he gave an example that the late People's General General Odumegwu Ojukwu went to another platform, and that he also followed that same line. And no matter what, it is very, very dangerous for people to change course in the middle of the road. And that is the bane of Biafra restoration as we have it. People are not sincere to the cause. People are not necessarily going towards total emancipation, total restoration of Biafra. There is no ideological consistency among many. And what General Odumegwu Ojukwu did in switching over to MPN or there or so was not in the best interest. It's as simple as that. But
it was a mistake.
Yes.
It was a mistake.
And nevertheless,
everybody knows it was a mistake. I'm sure the old man himself knew it was a mistake when they began to deal with him. So must you do something that you know is wrong and you use it as an example?
Yes.
Go on, Uche. Sorry.
Yeah, they forced him, Hausa Fulanis, including the release of his father's property and things like that. That was a bargain chip. But just like you said, we all know that was a wrong political move. Because if he had remained and continued to propagate the core Biafran values, there will be more hope and more hope and more hope among people. And now we know that it was not the best political action or political move to take.
Yes.
The person, somebody in position of Obi should know better. And just like you said as well, Obi does not have the interest of the people at heart. Obi is a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He is a businessman who work according to where his interest lies, economic interest per se.
Yes.
Not the interest of the collective, not the collective interest of our people. He is not serving them. And the worst aspect of it is that for him to find his feet within the Nigerian political climate, he gave in to the killing of our people, killing of Biafran youth. And today, nobody is talking about that again. He tried to, cover up everything, but we will not let that go, because that is an abomination, a crime upon crime, a crime against your own people. At the time when Arewa groups, Northern Hausa Fulani extraction, the Yorubas and the rest, were protecting their own, we are killing ours. And the worst aspect of it is that apart from this particular conduct itself, there is this issue of sabotage everywhere within the Wada Biafra family, and it is a very dangerous trend. Very, very dangerous. The danger of abandoning the ship in the middle of the ocean is very dangerous. The danger of sabotage within the Wada Biafra family is going to have serious and everlasting devastating effect on the morale and direction of our people. And so it is very important that every right-thinking human being must stand up for what is right. We are having difficulties today, not because we do not know what to do, but because those who have stolen billions are more comfortable to maintain their economic interests over and above fighting for the people, the collective interests of our people. It is not a very good trend. Very soon, these people will come and overrun us, and there is nothing we can do. But can we fold our hands and stop and start, continue to look at them? When we talk about acquiring arms, people are there saying, oh, they are terrorists, or they are going to cause commotion and trouble for us. But look at what is happening around the world. The Kurds all over the world are traveling home. The professionals are traveling home to defend their fatherland, to defend their own people. While the so-called people who say that they are fighting for Biafra are undermining the effort of Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, sending letters to governments of the world and any organization they care that can accept their letters and things like that. That Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra are terrorists. The same people who are supposed to know better. The same people who say that they are fighting for Biafra. But the truth is this. They are not fighting for Biafra, because they believe totally in Nigeria, and they are subservient to Nigerian constitution. They are subservient to Nigerian laws. They pay allegiance to Nigerian constitution. And so, we are not in the same league. We are freedom fighters. We want to make sure that we have some procedural safeguards before doing what we need to do, because there are a lot of sabotage and there are a lot of saboteurs in our midst. Whether anybody likes it or not, we must do some kind of cleansing among us. But also thank God that He is exposing those who are not genuinely for Biafra. Emma, the future is bright, but the people who are going into this journey with us are not sincere. It is very unfortunate. But we can't keep quiet. We cannot abandon this project.
Yes,
it's ordained by God. Yes.
Yes, I think that is the attitude. That should be the attitude. We can't give up. We can't faint because some people have fainted. It's a struggle. We continue to march on. At the appropriate time, every other thing will drop by the wayside, and I know we will surmount all odds and come out shining bright. Nothing good comes easy. If there's no shaking, you will not be stabilized. So I think, in a way, what is happening is good, because when we shake ourselves, when we are shaking, we'll be able to stabilize more, be able to fight more. I think, yes, the challenges are there are much. There are so many challenges, but We have to keeping on, as you will always say. We can't give up. I know eventually they will give up because they don't have root. They will give up. We just have to keep standing. They will push. Let us keep standing. Let us keep going. Even if it one step at it, let us keep going. They will be tired. Because what we are fighting for is not to kill anybody. What we are fighting for is not an illegal something. What we are fighting for is legal. We have a right to exist as a people. We have a right to determine how we want to live, how we want to be governed. We have that right, and United Nations have understood that or have considered that to indigenous people. We have that right. So what we are doing is not, what we are doing is not wrong. It is those who are trying to keep us under them, who are trying to make us slaves, brother, who are making us slaves under them, that are doing the wrong thing. They are the ones that are doing the wrong thing. We are the ones that are doing the right thing. Some people have always argued with me. They said, even in the Bible, in the Old Testament, God sent the Israelites to go and fight. They have always fought. I say it is not the same thing. God has never told the Israelites to go anywhere and conquer a people and rule them and force them to abide by their religion or to adhere to their faith. God never did that. God only sent them to go and fight for their freedom. Go and fight for their freedom. And when they go and fight them, they will come back. I've not seen in the history where Israel ruled any country, ruled any people. As you will see in Biafra land, in our own history, we have never forced any people, we have never ruled any people. Even when we have issues with ourselves, we settle them and we come together. Israel have never fought and they have never conquered any land. They have never ruled any people. So when they fight for their freedom. As we are fighting for our freedom. We are not fighting to rule anybody. We are fighting for our freedom, to be free. To be free, that is what we are fighting for. So what we are doing is okay. What we are doing is within the law. What we are doing is right. They will only try to intimidate us. They will only try to harm us, to hurt us. They will only try to humiliate us, which they have been doing. Our brother wanted to go and make a broadcast. They took him and kept him incommunicado for months now. Nobody talks about him, even those who claim to be Igbo leaders, those who claim to be fighting for Igbo interest. They are looking for money from Jonathan. They cannot say, release our brother. If you can't release him, if you don't have the balls, take him to court. Let him go to court and decide. Let the court decide. It is one thing to find somebody guilty for doing something wrong, but what my brother did is what he's supposed to do as a freedom fighter. He has great respect for the law, because when you see an unjust law, according to Martin Luther King Jr., when an unjust law is existing, you as a freedom fighter can disobey that law and get ready for the punishment, because you know that men of goodwill, men of conscience, will say, wait a minute. What you are punishing this guy for is not right. That is what our brother did. Nigeria is holding us under bondage. Nigeria is holding us by force. Nigeria has occupied our land. And he's saying, give us space. We know you have what you call a constitution, but that constitution is so unjust to me. I'm going to defy it. Give me the punishment. I'll suffer it if I'm ready to go through it. If I'm wrong. If I'm found guilty, that's what he did. But now he didn't even take him to court. You are keeping him somewhere in communicate, and you are humiliating him. You are suffering him. You are trying to see if you can brainwash him and his colleagues. That is the way it is. And we have people who call themselves leaders. Every day they stay and speak English, and they want you. What will Jonathan do for you? What has he done for the past 6 years that he would use 4 years to do now? They leave our brothers, they are languishing in detention. which is even against the Nigerian law. They're not supposed to keep somebody. They're not supposed to keep somebody without trial for more than 24 hours, or is it 48 hours? But it's been there for months. Nobody's talking. Nigeria does not even obey its own law. And we are being told that our brothers are being used to hound us, being used to bring us down. Uche, let us continue. We will continue. Even if they kill us in the process, we will continue. Heaven and earth will bear us witness that we are standing for the truth. We are being killed for the truth. We are being murdered for the truth. I'll stop here.
Thank you very much, Ima. Thank you very much. Let us go to Skype and take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Let us go to Skype.
Good evening, Utimefo.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast.
My name is Ralph Udodele Ndikum. I'm calling from Moscow, Russia. I came from Maka, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Our able deputy, it's a pleasure to have you online this evening. And the news that you just read is everything is well understood. But in any case, the condition of the zoo, everything there go upside down, which we also know. Because from what Mr. Obi was saying there, according to what I just finished talking now, we can see that there is no reasonable person that can make such a statement, especially on the burial of our hero, Ikemba. So could you all of them know that the type of burial that they gave to him, he didn't deserve it. But due to compromise, as we are saying, everything just went like that, and the man still have an oath even to boast that he gave him a good and well honorable burial.
Yes, it was a final disgrace.
Yes, it's a disgrace to our race, I'm telling you. I don't want to take much of the time. I just want to, we just had our meeting this evening, our executive meeting this evening, all principal officers in Russia. So I thank God for the success of the meeting. But the good news is that indigenous people of Biafra in Russia are strongly behind your leadership and our able director Nnamdi Kanu. So by his grace, as we have started this race with you guys, we are promising that we will be together until the day we will meet at our headquarters Enugu to celebrate at our main square.
Yes.
Victory Square. So I believe that by God's grace, all indigenous people of Biafra in Russia, we will be together that day with you guys to rejoice and to thank Chukwuebiamah for the great thing he has done to us.
Amen to that. Thank you very much.
Yes, brother. So also I want to announce our coming meeting this coming Saturday. We have general meeting on Sunday. We are inviting all indigenous people of Biafra in Russia and also friends of Biafrans. All of you are invited. And the venue for the meeting is usual place, Restaurant Cabana at the center of Moscow. Everybody know the place. But in case if anybody misses his way, he can call this number. I don't know if I'm permitted to give the number.
Yes, of course.
Yes, okay.
Yes, and if you are calling the number, you have to be wary of human putters, you know?
It's okay. We are used to them.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So anybody that misses his way can call this number. +7 920 914 2627. I repeat, +7 920 914 2627. The meeting is starting by 5 o'clock as usual. And I also want to remind our new zones that we just opened. Our EBOCAD coordinator, Agujay, we just opened recently in St. Petersburg and in Palm. All of them are also, all are in the east of Russia here. I also want to encourage our brothers that are heading those groups. Please, as we are having a meeting this coming Sunday, we also want you people to keep us in touch. Anytime that you guys want to have your own meeting, also try to let us know so that we can be able to make it known to the whole nation here in Russia. So that, because I know that a lot of Biafrans are in different parts of Russia. So, but it's our duty to, as we announce them, our meetings and all our activities, our brothers and sisters who have not joined the movement, they can be able to hear our voice and also come and join us. So please, our brother that is heading the group there, please, we encourage you that let us keep us in touch. In order, that is the next is your meeting. I mean, our brother Locke John, and also Woke Joseph. So, and also, please try to cooperate with the national coordinator by taking instruction and not taking law into your hands. Because with the present situation in our families now, we don't want to take any chances. So please, as you guys are still new in the struggle, try to get instruction from our national coordinator, Mr. Agujewe, for direction. Or you also can contact our deputy, Mr. Obi Okeke. So that is for any direction in any meetings you guys are planning to have that place. So I pray that Mechukwu Abiam bless all of us, bless indigenous people of Biafra in Russia and the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. As we are on this march, mm-hmm. that Mechukwu Abiam will guide us through until we reach our promised land. Thank you, Uchimefu.
Thank you, my brother, for that. Of course, indigenous people of Biafra in Russia are doing great. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, let us take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Is it me, director?
Yes, you're on this program live and direct, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, director.
Yes, please, can you tune down the volume of yourself? I can hear my voice on the background, please.
Okay, let me do that. Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening, this is Ucheme 4. I don't know whether you mean Director Namdi Kanu. Namdi Kanu is not presenting the program this evening. This is Ucheme 4.
Okay, Ucheme 4. Good evening. Good evening, sir. I'm Josiah Oglam from Asia, in here local government. I'm calling from India.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. So what I want to, I have an a contribution and also advice on this struggle. It is a shameful thing. It's a shameful thing. I have never seen where they deported a citizen in his own country. I'm talking of our people that they deported from Lagos. I've never seen, and yet there is no single governor, no single of our people that raise his voice about that. if such has happened in the Zulu, the Northerners or the Yorubas, all of their people will come out, and they will come out and do something. That apart, I also want to mention advice our people about these things they always call, where is this, where is that, where is the transmitter. Those that are not supposed to know it should not know it. All we need is result. We don't need to ask questions. And another thing I want to add, advise you people, is there is uncertain things we will not say in the air to say to everybody. Then let us know everything. Don't let people know everything. But all we need is result. Not to know everything, not to ask questions that are not necessary. So, please, when we have this this Biafra, those that are committed, we should ask them questions. Like Imo State governor that is defiling our land by converting Christians and converting our people to Islam because of money. A whole chief converted to Islam. Is it possible for him to convert an emir to Christianity? It is not possible for him, for any Christian to convert an emir, a ruling emir, a sitting emir, which is not possible. It will never happen in this earth. So, the governor of Imo State, Russia, have a question to answer whenever. Another thing is this. If we have Biafra, we have to borrow leaves from India. There is things that we're supposed to do. Let us start from bring back our culture, our language back, because most of our children are not, nobody cares about our culture, our language, and so on and so forth. We should start, we could bring back our language right from primary to even to university. To university, we will use our language to university. That language brings us together.
Yes, my brother, yes, of course, when we get Biafra, when Biafra is restored, and I will advise that you make it more snappy and round off, because there are some callers here waiting, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Another thing is this. Look at India. Their constitution is that no foreigner will defeat a citizen, no matter what he does, no matter what he committed. But in the zoo, our foreigners, we are not only being serving the zoo, foreigners, we are afraid of foreigners. Foreigners come to our own land and defeat us in the law court. It is written in their own constitution that nothing, that the poorest man in there's nothing that even the ambassador cannot defeat him. They cannot defeat the citizens in their own law court. That is one. And the other thing, when we get Biafra, two countries that are very, very important. They are virus to any country. India and Lebanese. History says that during the time of Ahmadu Ahidjo in Cameroon, he gave them 24 hours to leave the business. Those people, they are virus to any country. They liquidate, they connive with the ruling people and steal and bring that country to the economy of that country to zero. These two, please, write this down. These two countries, India and the Lebanese, they are virus to any country. Could you believe that Indians are all over the world in Nigeria working, but there is no single black, no single foreigner is working, both in government nor private. In private, none, not even single foreigner, but they fool our land, fool our companies, take the place of our citizens, the place of our people where they're supposed to work. They work there. Here,
yes, nothing. Yes, my brother. Yeah, you have to round up for us because there are callers waiting. Please, so, what you're saying is spot on.
That's my point.
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you very much. This is Radio BFR Live Broadcast. We are now going to the line to Chinwe to give us her perspective. Of course, we remind ourselves that today is the first anniversary of the LCD crew. Those led by the crew led by Chuks Ikedigwe. Of course, in the crew, Carol Monde as well, Sylvia, Mosu, and Nelly. I can't remember the full name at the moment, but we are going to the line to get some perspective from Chinwe. Chinwe, are you hearing me?
I can hear you, Chinwe.
Right. You are on to this program once again live. Yes, today is of course one of the memorable days, of course, in the lives of the LCD crew. You have been doing marvelous work for the Biafran people, even when it is not fashionable. You know, from wherever you are located, even in times of difficulty, you still are awake, doing what you know best. This is a very difficult job, I must say, and I must say that the entire Biafra family in Indigenous people of Biafra are proud of what you are doing, and we want to encourage you. But it is also very important for us to, of course, seek your perspective on, you know, what the issues are. How do you do the magic? How easy it is? I mean, because a lot of people may not understand what are involved.
Well, thank you, Chinefo. Well, first of all, most people, they do ask, what is LCD? What is LCD? But tonight, I would like everybody to know that LCD stands for Live Commentary Desk. And by the grace of Chukwu Adeoma, we have been able to achieve a lot through the help of RBL crew. Because without RBL, there won't be LCD. And I would like to appreciate Chukwu Adeoma for the good news being propagated through the entire board of RBL, especially our own NN director, Nnamdi Kanu, because without him and every other person that matters most in this struggle, there wouldn't be anything like LCD. And LCD has been there before I joined the crew. It started with Chooks, actually. He's been a solid BF and he's been relentless. And it was actually on LCD platform that I met or got to know about, Lola Karimondi. She really inspired me. When you look at Karimondi, she is, apart from being a British or white woman, that woman is a true Biafran. She is an example of what a true Biafran woman should look like. She is a true Biafran. She's a role model. If every one of us, if every woman in Biafra land is like that woman, I bet you we'll be having Biafra even before we know it, or even before we plan to achieve it. Lola Karimondi, I want to appreciate that woman a lot. Despite her health, despite her health issues, she still finds time to, you know, coordinate things, you know. She's really, I don't know, I don't have words to ascribe that woman. She's a role model. She's a true Biafran. I want to appreciate her. And my other members as well, Nelly, Nana, I met all of them on that platform. We've all been trying our very best. What we do simply is transcribe every detail, every nitty-gritty of what is being spoken or heard live on here. You know, most of us don't have access to listening to this live streams.
Yes.
Because for one reason, because of data costs, especially for those, especially for our people living in Biafra land and in the zoo. For most of us around that location, we know how much it costs us to, you know, listen to those programs. But nevertheless, we are not relenting because we know that there is something that is greater than everything, you know, which is Biafra, and we hope to achieve that through the help of every one of us. It's not something only director can do. We must all put hands together. And that is why we try as much as possible, no matter how busy we are, because all of us, we do work. And you can imagine, sometimes we'll be in the office transcribing. You're working, you're transcribing, you're doing one or two things, you're trying to, you know, listen, you're trying to make sure that people are getting what you're trying to say or what is being said on here. And when we do that, a whole lot of people wonder, how do these people do this? They see what they are hearing live on here. For those that are listening and follow the commentary at the same time, it's really not been easy, but we know that Biafra supersedes everything. We know that Biafra is our goal, and that is why we cannot relent, and that is why we cannot surrender. So,
yes.
Tonight I would like to express my appreciation to all those that follow our commentary. I
follow it
names.
As well. I myself, I wonder sometimes, you know, how you do it, because you just practically replicate everything, every spoken word.
A lot of people wonder, because everybody knows Chuks lives in the zoo, and most people even actually think I live outside, but I also live in the zoo too. But
that is fantastic.
You know, in the zoo, you know, the zoo itself is embedded in darkness. No light. You get burnt fuel just to, you know, listen to commentaries and, you know, ensure that people get this news, and you know, you run out of battery, you try to change the battery, you know, so many things. It's not really easy. You find us chatting. If I'm out of data or something, I call Chuks, can you do this? Chuks, if Chuks is not available, Chuks calls the next person, Nelly, can you do this? And if Nelly happens to, you know, be disposed, it takes over the task. You know, we just try to ensure that at the end of the day, this news gets out to our people, no matter how or no matter what the hurdle would face. And to our people, I'll say tonight, Biafra is like a spirit, like we always say. When it hovers and takes over you, especially the good ones among us, we will not be moved, no matter what people may say or do, to make us derail from the struggle.
Yes.
One thing I would like our people to know tonight is that they should never forget that Biafra must come, no matter what. We always say this. Despite all these problems, turbulent times we're facing right now, the most important thing we should have at the back of our mind is that Biafra must definitely come, no matter what people may say or do. For the fact that we trusted some people, or for the fact that those we trusted wholeheartedly could turn back and stab us at the back, doesn't mean that nobody can take over their place. You know, a lot of people feel indispensable in this struggle, but I want many people to know tonight that nobody is indispensable. This is a game of command and control. It's either you obey or you sit aside or you step aside. If you're not ready to do the needful, you just stand aside. Somebody else is there, willing to do these things. If you a whole lot of people you see on the street, most people did not hear these things, but they are just waiting to hear this thing. Once they hear it, they will grab it and then do better than you think you can do. I am talking to those people that feel they are the whore in all. They feel they can rub shoulders with a director. They feel they can do or say whatever they do, or they feel they can pull the struggle down, like they said. But I'm speaking to them tonight that there are a lot of people who will hear this thing and then do better than they think they are doing or they think they have done. Nobody is indispensable. Nobody is indispensable, I repeat. And also, I would like our people to imbibe this. We talk about discipline. We really need to be disciplined. You know, the director said the other day, our problem with our people is overbloated ego. When you begin to praise somebody too much, you know, they begin to misbehave. That is the problem we have with so many people. Fine, it is good to appreciate it, but when you do that oftentimes, it begins to make people feel too important, like they cannot do anything without them. That is why a lot of our people are misbehaving in this struggle. And I want everybody to know that nothing is greater than Biafra. Nobody, not even director, is greater than Biafra. Biafra, like Ikemba, Ojukwu said before he died, he foresaw and he said that no force on earth can stop Biafra. Guinea cannot stop Biafra. APC cannot stop it, and not even the so-called Biafra Women Worldwide. When you hear Biafra Women Worldwide, you think it comprises the millions of Biafras or millions of Biafra women all around the world. You know what it means to, you know, tag yourself Biafra Women Worldwide, and you come on here and tell people that, or you tell people that Biafra Women Worldwide have decided that they are backing out of the struggle. Who are the Biafra Women Worldwide? Just three people. You cannot decide, or you cannot entrust the fate of others into your hands and just come out and say whatever you like because you feel you are important. This is not Umada. This is not Morocco. This is not Ohane Zendibu or where you, one of those stupid meetings where you feel you can just say something and everybody obeys. This is freedom fighting. And if we know we are not ready to obey, we should just step aside. Sit down. There are people who are willing to do this thing. There are people who are yearning for freedom. Most of us do this thing selfish. In fact, we are so selfish. We don't consider other important things. The most important thing in this struggle is Biafra, and which most of us lose sight of. We focus on our selfish, and a whole lot of people are into this for their selfish reasons. Maybe they feel there's too much money to get from this. If that is what you are thinking, then you are in for a surprise, because this money that Biafrans all over the world are contributing, it is for the greater good, and it is for the restoration of Biafra. It is not going into anybody's pocket. So the earlier they realize and then put themselves together, the better for us all. Because I don't see why people will just come up and cook up stories and people begin to jump up and down. People are so feeble and fickle-minded. Somebody will just come and tell you something. Director is this, director is that. And knowing the kind of person director is, seeing his past achievements, seeing all his efforts, seeing everything he has put into the struggle, you just simply jump into the bandwagon of those who tell you that director is a foster. I don't understand this. How feeble-minded can our people be? Our mentality is so low. I don't blame director sometimes when he talks about evil people being, you know, I don't understand it. How can our people suddenly, just because one or two persons said something about director, without facts, without finding out what the issue is, that you just begin to talk nonsense. You come and tell this director of meeting that it's either he does this or you leave. Who are these people, for Christ's sake? I don't know why our people they feel too indispensable. But I just hope that they realize, and of course I know they will regret. They should, the family of Ifajun, I believe, they are not finding it funny. That family, I believe, will not be finding it funny, because that man, their father, Ifajun, has left, in fact, a very, very bad indelible mark on their family. Because now they will be tagged family of saboteurs. And if they are trying to tread that line, then so be it. So be it. If they are ready to sacrifice Biafra for their own personal gain, all right, of course, we know that will not happen, because Biafra must come, whether they like it or not. Biafra must definitely come, and in their eyes, in their own very eyes, they will see people doing things better than they did. They will see people doing things better than they did. We have to be disciplined. We have to be intelligent. We have to have that attitude of being loyal. Intelligent. Somebody will come and tell you something. Okay, fine. Somebody tells you this person is this. It is not meant for you to use your thinking faculty. That is why you have brain. You don't allow people to pick your brain. You know, pick it like you're nothing. They pick it for you and tell. They just pick your brain. Dump something in you, and then you pick it like that, hook, line, and sinker, without making your own verification, without, you know, thinking, rationalizing, you know, trying to figure out whether the thing this person has told you is true or not, because a lot of people are confused now. But I'm telling you right now not to be confused. Director is has the interest of the people at heart. He is out to serve his people. This man has sacrificed a lot for us. We should, if not for anything, the hurdles of, you know, moving all around the world, do we think it's easy? Nobody, I say it, nobody can do what this man is doing. Nobody can do what he's doing. Really, I marvel sometimes. I begin to imagine, does he sleep? He doesn't sleep. He is always on here, trying to propagate this, you know, trying to bring this good news out to the world, for people to see that their friends are very suffering, and somebody will be sitting in his house or his or her house concocting stories that are not, you know, that doesn't exist, just to instigate our people, you know, to turn their hearts against the struggle. But those people are failed. I am telling them tonight, they know themselves. They know themselves. We have given them we've given them too much priority. We consider them to be so important, you know, and now they feel because they are important, they can say or do whatever they think they can do, you know, just to pull the struggle down. But they cannot pull, they can only try. They can only try. Like Bine did, they tried, but they cannot pull it down. They cannot pull this struggle down. We have to be loyal. We have to imbibe that attitude of being loyal. If you are a loyal follower, you can as well be a good leader.
Yes,
it is only those that are loyal that can be given good positions. Like somebody called from Spain the other day and said, how can Onyonyo lead this leader or boss? I can't remember the way he put it. That is being loyal. That is being egoistical. That is being loyal. We shouldn't allow our ego to push us into doing anything we would regret. We should be humble. We should be humble. This is command and control. Be disciplined. Be obedient. Like director said, obey before complain. You know this man has the ultimate Biafra, and that is what we are fighting for. Sentiments aside, this person may be from your village, it doesn't matter, but as far as this struggle is concerned, director is at the helm of affairs, and whatever he says stands. And
definitely,
because this person is from your village or from your location, doesn't mean that you just have to support the person, because he said director is this, and then you just buy that idea. You feel like this person is being maltreated because it's from your place. This is not Umada. This is not Ohanaeze. This is not a group meeting or whatever. This is freedom fighting. And like one of our sisters said yesterday, that there should be nothing like Umada worldwide, Biafra women worldwide. There should be nothing like that, because when you say Biafra women worldwide, you feel there are millions of Biafras on that Biafra women. Many of them don't even know what is happening. So they should stop speaking for people and calling themselves Biafra women worldwide. When they make a decision, you feel that it is the whole Biafra in the land that has made that decision, which is not true. If you are pulling out, you pull out on your own personal basis.
Exactly.
Say your name that you are pulling out, and don't call everybody. Don't tell people, or don't come out saying that Biafra women worldwide have pulled out. Where it is only two of you that has pulled out. It is not right at all. Those who think they can sabotage the struggle should go and ask Ifa Jonas' family what they are going through. I know that family. In fact, that name, I have never heard anybody bear that name. It is only through Biafra that I learned of who they call Ifa Jonas. Nobody wants to name their child or whatever that name. It is a name that has caused our people pain that will never be forgotten. Therefore, anybody that thinks that he or she can pull this struggle down should better go and have a rethink. They should better go and have a rethink. Biafra is a spirit that nobody can stop. When it comes into you, you begin to act. You know, a lot of people are moving about the street aimlessly, no job. You are over there, you're washing toilet, you're washing plates in the white man's land, where you have, you know, better things that awaits you when Biafra comes. And now you're trying to sacrifice that thing. You're trying to sacrifice that future just for your own selfish reason, you know. I don't understand. I really don't understand. People that we least expected will bring this shame upon us and misbehaving. It's really, really sad. It's really sad.
Yes.
But I'm saying tonight that Biafra women know it comprises of 3-4 persons, and those 4 persons should speak for themselves. They shouldn't call Biafra women. The day it happened, people started boxing me. Are you still part of it? Are you still part? I said, of course, I am part of it. I am not. I don't understand. Until the director played that tape. Karen Monday is there. She is a British woman. And this woman is more Biafran than most of us. I don't know why our women, these people are so myopic in their reasoning. I don't know. I don't understand. I just don't understand. They're trying to sacrifice the future of their children just for some flimsy excuses. People go on Facebook writing nonsense. People go on Facebook instigating people against director. I don't understand. Is director much more important than Biafra? If you have any personal vendetta against director, you discuss it. And don't go on Facebook, because media in this struggle is key. And don't try to destroy what has been built over years just because of your personal grievance against somebody. There are many ways to settle grievances. I'm not going to Facebook to post nonsense.
Exactly.
I'm not going to Facebook to write nonsense.
Exactly, my sister.
This movement
has
brought Biafra into the limelight. A whole lot of people are now beginning to key into this. International community are beginning to key into this. They are beginning to notice what is happening. And somebody, because of your selfish reason, you are coming to destroy what has been built over the years. But I said that will never happen, because there are many millions of Biafrans who will not allow this slip by. Biafra must come, whether anybody likes it or not. There is nothing they can do about it. They can just go and die.
I say amen
they
to
can,
that,
they
my
can
sister.
Just go and die.
Thank you very much.
I'm so angry. You know, I'm so
I know,
upset
I know.
When I think about this. When I think about what has happened over the days, I just develop this hunger in me. You know, those people are really, really, they really got on my nerves. They really got on my nerves.
Thank you very much. I cannot, you know, there's nothing I can add there. You have said it all, and it is not just human being that prompted you. It is the Spirit of God. This is called, of course, somebody who recognizes what honor is. You still have some
yeah.
high moral grandstanding. And I want to use this opportunity once more to say to you congratulations, and to you yeah. and to all crew of the LCD. It's unfortunate Chooks is not here, but we'll try to get him on this program
yeah.
at
yeah.
some point.
Chooks tried every possibility to reach you,
yes.
but maybe Zoo, that's one of the things to talk about.
Yeah.
It's a difficult place, a terrible place to live in.
Yes, yeah. and of course, we appreciate if you can let us know what you need in order to do your work better. It is very important. Very, very
well,
important.
We've been doing our work.
Yes, but you need something to do your work better.
Well, personally, I don't, except Chooks. I don't know if Chooks needs anything, but personally, I think I'm good.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
Thank you very much. That is a selfless sacrifice you're making for the Biafran people and Biafra indeed. Thank you very much, my sister.
Yes.
And I urge all Biafrans to say congratulations to the LCD crew, because they are 1 year today. They are celebrating their one-year anniversary, though it is not very eventful. But we appreciate you are very dear to our heart. And may God continue to bless you all, bless your families, and indeed the family of indigenous people of Biafra where you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chinwe, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. Please call +447 448 1091 +447 448 1091 or +447 440 531 583 +447 440 531 583 if you want to make your contributions, or call Skype line, which is Radio Biafra 1. There is a caller on Skype who have been waiting for such a long time. Are you still there, the caller on Skype?
This is Iken Nawanneyi calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, Ike, I must appreciate you. Thank you for holding. I know you've been waiting for a long time. But because we have the lady Chinwe, she belongs to the LCD group. They are transcribing our live broadcast every day online. Today is their first anniversary, and we needed to hear from her.
Yeah, they deserve it. They deserve it. I congratulate them too. Thank them on behalf of all the of our IPOB. Yeah. Uche. My name is Iken Nawanneyi. I hail from Mbahezaji, Oru, Imo State, Biafra land, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Thank you very much, my brother. Welcome to this program. You are all great in the United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you, Uche. I'll make a comment and also an announcement. I would like to use this opportunity to indicate this on the behalf of all the Biafran women in U.S., I hereby indicate that they vehemently condemn the insubordination of all these bad eggs. And Biafran women in U.S. do disassociate themselves from these people. And I request that these women and their male cohorts be removed from Biafran restoration with immediate effect. The cancer must be cut out before it spread. There is no room for mistake. We are in a war front. We are freedom fighters. There is no democracy. Anybody who cannot handle this should get out yesterday. Not today. Just get out yesterday. You know, all Biafrans and US have 100% support for our commander-in-chief and our director, Nnamdi Kanu. As for myself and my family, we have 1,000% support for our brave director and commander-in-chief, Nnamdi Kanu. I will use this to make comment regarding, for the fact of all this that's been going on, all this saga, we're going to have some damage control. Right now, our security alert in U.S. against traitors and sabotage is on the highest level. Security alert is on the highest level. Our chief security officer, who knows himself, will execute this ASAP. There will be a complete sweep, and changes will commence immediately. Again, there will be a complete sweep, and changes will commence immediately. And also, in the light of this, I've got some reports regarding our media contacts in California, and especially in Los Angeles County. There will be no contact or inboxing of our media friends in Los Angeles County without going through me or our director or our assistant director. That is, any media contact for all our media friends, our African-American friends and white friends in the media who have been helping us, you know, there's only three people who can contact them. One, our director, the commander-in-chief, Nnamdi Kanu, our assistant director, Uchemefo, and third, myself, Ikenna Wanuneyi. This has to go through either of these people. And this includes contacting them through email, through Facebook, or through phone call. And also, I will indicate that all these zonal coordinators will be sending some information for everybody to reaffirm himself regarding the cause, and also to sign this document, the Creed of Brotherhood. The director has read this several times, you know, and I also have done that. To remind them, number one, there are four creeds of brotherhood. If you know you're going to continue with us, you're going to, you know, sign this, and also you have to abide by this. One, you must be without fear in the face of your enemies. You must be brave and upright, that God may love thee. You will speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. You will safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. Anybody who associates with our enemies will be removed. So I'm ordering the chief security officer to start off the IC, the intelligence committee, so that we can fish all these bad eggs out and all these traitors, so that this type of thing will not happen again. We do not have time for this type of nonsense. We are in a critical stage. And anybody who does not want to join us, who does not want to cooperate us, who doesn't like what we're doing, like the director said, should go and hang himself. We are in a very, very important stage in this movement, and we want cooperation from all quarters. There has been a lot of damage done, so right now we're going to be doing damage control. There are a lot of our African friend, our American friends here, both white Americans and black Americans, who listen to this broadcast within these few days, this thing are going, and they're confused. So we're going to make sure we get back to them and advise them accordingly of what is going on. Because within these past few days, it's been hectic. For somebody who doesn't know how we behave or how things are, we'll be very, very confused. That's why we have to take this and, you know, make sure that, you know, this doesn't happen again, and also keep vigilant. And there are calls coming in from several quarters. I had about four calls today from the so-called enemies. And what I'm telling them, I know how to deal with them. They can keep on calling, but I'm begging them to release, to not be a coward. Let them call with their number so that I can log in where I get them. No. So when they call, they should not call with unregistered number. Again, I'm Ikenna Wanuneyi. Anybody who has any information regarding any of these traitors or any of these saboteurs should call me, so I can forward that to our chief security officer. Again, Ikenna Wanuneyi, my number is 323 7174222. 323-717-4222. And despite what has happened, I'm also thanking Chukwu Abioma, because basically what is happening is what we prayed for, what we asked him to do, you know, during the atonement. So he is cleaning out. We have to cleanse from inside. Then we know who is left. You know, most of the people who are with us now may not be with us. They'll be fished up by Chukwu Abioma, and they'll be exposed, and they'll be removed immediately. So my only suggestion and my only is to make sure when this individual find out, we have to work expeditiously to make sure that this does not repeat. Thank Chukwu Abioma. Director said, "Don't thank him. Don't thank him." I thank Chukwu Abioma, and I thank all the zonal coordinators who are working very, very hard, and all the reps who are working very, very hard, you know, for restoration of Biafra. All the thanks and praise goes to our Almighty Chukwu Abioma.
I say amen to that. Okay. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. And may God bless you also and your family and the family of indigenous people of Biafra where you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. And my name is Uchem Efor. This is the PM edition for the 22nd of October 2014. There are so many callers here, and I must try to do justice to it. I will go back to Ima Madabuchi because he's been waiting, but just after this call, there are so many callers. There are so many callers. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah. My name is Chukwudumogu. Chukwudumogu means, the divine name of Chukwudumogu means God fights with me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Chukwudumogu.
Chukwudumogu means God fights with me.
Yes, I know, but...
That Chukwudumogu is Jesus Christ. Everybody on earth is praying with his name today. Anyway, I am calling from Belgium, but I am everywhere in the world.
Yes, Chukwudumogu who?
Chukwudumogu. Yes. Okoye, from Anambra State.
Thank you very much.
And this person is Jesus Christ, who everybody on earth is praying with his name. First of all, I want to talk about Nnamdi Kanu, who is broadcasting in the Radio Biafra.
You are Jesus Christ.
Of course, I am. I am Jesus Christ. You know, I am the Chukwu Abioma. I am the Almighty God. He is referring as Chukwu Abioma. Anyway, my name is not Chukwu Abioma. This is the last time I will say it. My name is Chukwu Nnabine Enigwe. Chineku Srinne Nkendiaga. Eze Ndi Eze.
That is your name.
Of course. You I am the Almighty God. I am the child of the Almighty God they are talking about. And I don't like to expose myself anyway. I don't want to draw crowd, and it's not something of monetary. Nnamdi Kanu, you stop using Chukwu Abioma if you really want to liberate, if you really want the Almighty God to liberate the Israelites out of the Nigerian nation. This word you are hearing is a fire, and a consuming fire. Is the word you are hearing is a war.
Do you want to contribute to what we are saying? Because this is not Nnamdi Kanu.
I know, but you will get to him anyway.
No, I will not get to him. You should have called him when he's presenting a program.
But this is the will of my dad, of my father in heaven, to speak with you.
Yes, and I'm saying that this is not Nnamdi Kanu, and we
but
have
to. But why are you sounding like that? You don't allow Satan to use you. I am a spiritualist. What I told you, I am is whom I am. Satan is trying to use you. You have to listen.
Thank you very much. And I have the right to take another call. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. the call on the phone, your name and where you're calling from. Let us call, let us go to the, to Skype line, the caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Are you talking to me, Mr. Utumefo?
Yes, thank you for holding.
God bless you, my brother. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I come from Enugu State, and I thank you, Mr. Utumefo.
Yes, your line is not very clear. Can you repeat your name, please, if you don't mind?
Yes, my brother, I said my name is from
Senegal. Oh, yeah, your line is breaking, but go ahead. Let's see if it will improve.
Okay, please. I only have to chip in.
Sorry? Hello? Please call us back. Call us back, please. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you from London. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from. Yes, I don't know what is happening. Let us go to Imam Madabuchi, Mansi Imam Madabuchi from Lagos. Imam, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uchi.
Yes, thank you for holding. There are a lot of callers on the line.
Yeah.
Yes, please, if you don't mind, can you give us your perspective on what we've been discussing? Or rather, yeah, anything you have to say.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to discuss, I wanted to celebrate with LCD crew this 1 year, and they are our pride. They showed ingenuity. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it shows the ingenuity of the average Biafran. We always know how to get around our problems. We know how to. So it shows our ingenuity. It shows how we solve our problems, how we go about solving our problems. You can see that we are surviving. We are surviving despite what the enemies have done. I remember in 1970, they boasted that the rising sun of Biafra has set forever. But today we are going strong. They did everything to hold us down, but we are still moving on. We are still standing. They took over our schools. They forced our teachers not to teach us our history. What did they not do to us? But we are still standing. They shot us. They killed us. They used our brothers. They used everything at their disposal to hold us down, but we are still standing. That is why I am so happy that LCD is going on. These are people who are working with next to nothing. They are working with next to nothing, but yet every day when you miss a broadcast, go to them. You will get the broadcast, you get the gist, you get the information you are looking for. So I'm very, very happy for Chooks and the other ones, Nelly and Sylvia. Even Carol Monday. You know what Sylvia said about Carol Monday? She said that if every Biafran woman is like Carol Monday, that things will be better. But I want to rephrase that in my own way. And I will say, if 10% of our women are like her, we will be coasting home now with Biafra. So I thank them very well. They have tried and I'm celebrating with them. I am happy with them. I am happy, very, very happy. Thank you, Uche.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Let us take this call from Skype. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, good evening, Uche.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
thank you. I want to call you the right name you're supposed to answer, as our director is no longer director, but the commander and the head of this movement. So you are the assistant head of this movement. So may God bless you and bless everyone that is listening. My name is Prince Darlington Chibike Okole. I am from Enugu State in local government area, Biafra land. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal at the moment.
Thank you very much, my brother. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Our deputy commander, I want to use this little opportunity to say thank you to every Biafran worldwide, those that have been very, very formidable in this struggle, those that are not listening to all the security guards, those that are not listening to rumors, those that are not carrying the rumors themselves. I want to say thank you so much for every one of you that is not trying to support all these rumor mongers. Our director, Nnamdi Kanu, is the man God has bring to us to let us introduce our new Biafra that we have, every one of us are pursuing. But Uche, before I go on, I want to thank the lady that spoke before Wanamenyi speak just right now. I want to thank her for her courage and her good mind, which have bared open, trying to let the whole world know that they are not among, or she is not among, men that play themselves Biafran women worldwide. I know that they are listening. I know they are listening. So I want to thank her so much, and thank the Biafran women in the United States of America that have also declared themselves not to associate themselves with this Ngozi Mmadu and her cohort, claiming that the Biafran women worldwide are withdrawing from this struggle. I want to thank each and every one of those women that have summoned the courage to come on air and disassociate themselves from them. Because from the article I posted yesterday online on RBL and other reading posts, I made it clear that we have over 50 million Biafra women worldwide. So I wonder how can few of them, like 10 or 15 of them, can come up and say that all Biafra women worldwide are no longer supporting this struggle, because they are trying to take command from our commander, Nnamdi Kanu. I want to say, let them go and bury their head in shame. And I thank God for this new movement, this new arrangement, which Ikenawo Nneni have bring on board, according to the plan of the committees. I thank you people for that right step, because this is freedom struggle, freedom fighting. It is not any political movement. Neither is it a democracy. So, Uche, I want to thank you also because of your resilience, because of your truthfulness, because of your kindness, because of your good stewardship, and everything that you are doing, not to betray us, not betray Nnamdi Kanu. I know that this man that you chatted with, called Mr. Emmanuel Wachuku, is listening, because he does nothing but listen to Radio Biafra every day. Emmanuel Wachuku, I am warning you for the last time.
Yes, he's a fan of Radio Biafra, albeit on the negative side of it.
Yes. So, Emmanuel Wachuku, I use this media to plead to you to stop inboxing me, because this evening he sent me a message again telling me, I will keep inboxing you till you come to your senses, and you are my little brother. You can still reply with your kind of words. I don't care. So I don't want you to keep inboxing me. You can inbox the people you can convince. You can inbox the people that have compromised in this struggle, but you cannot inbox to change my mind or to convince me to follow your cohort. I cannot do that. I am on the right path, and not even your money or whatever you give to me can change my mind for following RBL under the command of Uche Mefo and Nnamdi Kanu. This is the right place to go. Uche, I want that the issue of this our brother called Ikechukwu Enyago. I think we should bury that issue this night. I think that issue should be buried. Ikechukwu Enyago and his cohort and Gozie them. Let us bury that issue, because we, if we keep talking about these people, we are wasting time. We are the time we need to about our fundraising, about our movement, about the important things that we need to do.
Yes, yes, my brother. That issue is done and dusted. We have finished with that issue. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Because I think it is very, very important that we focus on how to move forward, because the attempt is working. And those people that are falling aside, as Iken Nawonyen won't have declared, that they should automatically be erased from this movement, so it shall be. And Barrister Imam Mezu, I'm speaking to you through this media. Please, the barrister, it's not everything that we must do or look into making peace. Because right now we don't need to make peace with people who doesn't want to make peace with us. People who doesn't want to take command, who doesn't want to take order from our commander. We don't need to make peace with such people. Because if one finger touches it to affect other fast. So we don't need them. Since they have declared themselves not being among us, let for good. There are other good Biafrans, other dead Biafrans that are ready to work for Biafra. A lot of them. But Ebere Borg, I want to use this opportunity to tell you, if you are stepping aside or walking out of this struggle, you must give one to Biafrans based on the fund you are handling down there in Biafra land. Because I know that you are the person taking care of all the funds in Africa. So you must be ready. I am contributing to this struggle. I am putting my money, even if it is 1 naira, or even if it is 1 kobo. So you must give a clear account to that. Once our director calls for it, you must give a clear account to that. Because they give you this chance, you think you can use it to intimidate people and instruct your master on what to do, instead of you to take order from your master. So I am speaking to you right now to make it ready to give us a clear account based on each and every kobo you spend for the Biafrans they have sent to you there in Nigeria. Because our director made it clear that he was not asking you questions about those funds. He was not asking you questions about account. You are running it 100%. Therefore, you must get that sheet very clean and clear that any kobo will not lose from it, because a lot of people are suffering here in Senegal. A lot of people doesn't even have a house where they're sleeping. A lot of people are doing one or two dangerous work all over the world.
Yes, my brother, my brother, if you don't mind, round off, because there are so many callers, please.
Uche, I am not calling always, but please, I just want to bear my mind out, because this is eating me up, and a lot of people are inboxing me talking about this particular issue. They may not come on air to say it, so let me speak for them. They may come on air, they may not have opportunity to come on air and say it, because we directed that this woman handled our phone back home. And now this woman said that she's stepping aside. So if she's stepping aside, you people should look into the account which she's holding. Some people are talking about it. So she must, most of those people who are inboxing me, who I'm speaking to also, she must get ready about it. So you people should look into it too. She will not just step aside and take our money that is with her. So I want to put it on air so that it will be recorded, that I put it that she must give us 100% accountability over all the funds she handled. Thank you very much, and God bless you, HMFO, and bless Carol Monde, my lovely sister.
Thank you very much, my brother. Of course, there are ways of things and processes set in place to deal with any issue, and I thank you for your views and opinion, and of course listening to my advice to round off. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. Let us go to the line once more and take this call. Chinwe, are you there? Chinwe, are you there? Are you hearing me? No, I don't know what. Chinwe, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm with you, Chinwe. I'm right here.
Right, welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have anything to say at this juncture? Just make it snappy. Or do you want me to come back to you after taking these calls?
Whichever one. If you want me to make my point, my final point, I can just talk.
Okay, let me come back to you, and then you give us your, you know, your closing remarks, of course.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yeah. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, this is Mr. Uzo Achuku calling from the Netherlands.
Right, thank you very much. Okay. Where do you come from in Biafra land, please?
In Bitoli, precisely, in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Okay. The news presentation that you made today, but there's one thing I want to chip in regarding this restoration of Biafra, and which our people have never understood. I'm addressing this issue for most of our businessmen, like people that make send import and export business to Lagos. If we can able to at either with for our people to ask the to open the port for individual importation, you will see Lagos or Abuja or whatever, so our people will go back home and invest their money. Then rather than when you send something on Facebook, some people will start saying some stupid things, and which they never understand. And that is our struggle. I know if the end this night is if our people listen to focus on Calabar Seaport, if the zoo government, we open it for our people to go back home. Because Boko Haram, all those things, they are even from that side, they are even importing ammunition. I believe in Biafra land, no Hausa man that living in Biafra land did not have any gun. Because I know one day this fight will begin. Face any attack or any offense against them. This way, I want to stop this night, which I'm for. I want you people to take this on board regarding the Calabar Seaport. If there's anything, or if there's any work, or if there's anything everybody can do, let us first start from that area. You will know that our people will not make outside because of the seaport in Lagos. So if our people are to plan like opening the seaport, forget about a bridge or whatever Jonathan said that they want to build the knowledge. The one we already have, we know that it's functioning with Dangote, with his group, as a private enterprise or whatever. So if we can wake up and go through that side, this Biafra we are fighting every day, focusing through that Lagos issue, our people will never, even they will sell their house and went back to home and build their home, because we are living in another man's land. Saying you are living in VGC or whatever you call it, they are living, our Abuja. That's home where you can build your house in your own place, which is Biafran land. If we can focus those sides to get the market people in what business, a Papa Lagos.
Yes, thank you, my brother. I think your line is not very good. I've been trying to see, you know, wait to see if it will improve. The point is well taken. Of course, at the appropriate time, we will, or where necessary, all these actions will be implemented. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Let us take this call. They call on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Chimbapo. Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
This is Okechukwu calling from UK here, Watford, Okechukwunta. I come from Abia State in Biafra land.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say well done for your job. Well done the way you've been handling it, and the people you are working with tonight. I thank God for all the people that is involved, and I just want to thank God for, you know, keeping us together after all this storm.
Yes.
That is, you know, So, the same time, I just want to thank Emma that is online with you and the Chioma. These people, the way you're handling things tonight, you know, I feel very, very happy. And, they correspond tonight, and the people from America, all over the whole, all over the world, the Biafrans, all of them, I'm so happy tonight, because something has happened. Something has hit Biafrans. Some people are recovering. But I'm trying to say that no matter what, that we will move on, because we believe in Biafra. And I know, strongly believe, that every Biafran can never ever abandon this this thing that we are into together.
Yes.
I know that Biafrans will never ever back off from this, because we have gone far in this thing, in this restoring of Biafra. One thing I want to say is, Uchemefo, I know you are a big man in this struggle. And Barrister Imam Mezu, and you know, you too, I know that there are things that you people can, you know, make in this struggle that people are expecting. In this case, the thing that has been going on, I want to, you know, drop this kind of advice to everybody, and see what you come up with this yeah. So what I'm trying to say now is there are something that happened, and this thing has been bothering a lot of people, and the people come out on the radio and they will come out and use bad words, and, you know, trash each other, and call names, and everything has been going on. And responsible people, I know the kind of people that is listening. A lot of people are asking questions. What is going on? What is going on? Even I want to say that you and the Barrister Imam Mezu should, you know, put stop on this kind of abuse on Biafrans. There are something that, you know, when it happens this way, that, you know, when it happened the way it happened now, that we can solve the problem outside the pitch, you know, outside the broadcast. And a lot of things has been going on, people calling names, and the thing is bringing headache to me. The way tonight has been going on, I love it, because there are no much, you know, war tonight. So that is why I said you, because I know the way you handle your own things. I know the way Barrister Imam Mezu handle his own walls, you know. So you people should put mind together and put stop on this kind of abusement to each other in our radio. And let's focus on what is on board now. So that is one thing I wanted to ask you, and say, please, you do something in your own, you know, way of, you know, kind of way, you do your things, please. There are many ways that you can do it, and you and the Baristima Mezu outside the ring. That is what I'm talking about. Please, because this thing has been bothering me since Sunday, listening to Radio Biafra, this person will come out, this person, even Eberechukwu Anebog, and all these people, Ikechukwu Enyago, all of them, they are real Biafrans. But something has happened somewhere. And I don't know all these people. I don't have their number. I don't have their contact. I don't want to know them. But I know them in Radio Biafra. So all these things has been going on. The way people come out, they will lament on somebody. Are we not Biafrans? We are Biafrans, for God's sake. So let people begin to know how to respect people or know how to talk. You can't come out in Radio Biafra and lament our, you know, go to, you know, you talk about the Barista Imam measure, or you go to the Facebook. And there is something that is going on now. Everybody is going to the Facebook and be somersaulting and, you know, making all kind of stupid, you know, comments. There are River Niger down there in our land. Nobody has ever jumped there before. But all of them are going to the Facebook and doing somersault and jumping up and down there. What is going on? This is River Niger. You can go there and jump in, then we know that you are serious. How can you come out in Facebook and start lamenting on people, calling names and, you know, writing all sorts of, you know, all kind of rubbish? So this is what I wanted to say tonight. Please, you and the Barista Imam Mezu, I know our director will not take this because him is different. And I like the way he handles his own thing. But you and the Barista Imam Mezu, use that style of, you know, control that you people use and trash this thing off from our radio, please.
Thank you.
The only thing I want to say, please.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are overrunning, and this program must come to an end. There are so many callers. I will first of all go to the line to our sister, Sylvia, and then our brother, Imam Adabuchi from Lagos, to give us their closing remarks. Sylvia, are you hearing me? Sylvia, are you hearing me? Sylvia, are you hearing me?
Uchemefo, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, please. Go ahead and give us your closing remarks because we are overrunning.
Okay. Fellow beer fans all over the world, I would just like to encourage us all. You know, we know the times we are facing right now is a turbulent one. Nevertheless, we mustn't be discouraged. No matter what, we should have it at the back of our mind that there is a target, and that target is Biafra. You know, we have to keep sentiments aside, keep sentiment away from the struggle, keep, you know, things that will derail us or pull us back from the struggle, keep it aside, bring down yourself. We have to learn to be obedient, you know, we have to learn to obey director, no matter who we think we are, or no matter the position we think we occupy, because when everybody starts to rub shoulder with director, there will be coordination. Fine, we can advise him, you know, based on the position we occupy, but it is left for him to choose the one he feels will be in the good interest of the people. And of course, we know director will always make the right decision. We don't have to try to impose our own ideology and force it down his throat, you know, and giving him order and ultimatum to do whatever we think we want him to do. It is not right. Fine, we can advise him, but it is left for him to choose the one that he feels will, you know, will push the struggle forward. We shouldn't try to do things that will discourage people from, you know, joining this movement. We shouldn't, rather we should evangelize this thing. We are at work, we work, we do, we run LCD, we are running LCD, we are trying to, you know, bring more people into the fold, evangelize at our various places of work. It has really not been easy at all. It has not been easy. Most people, when they see, sometimes they say, they feel Chooks doesn't have any job doing. That's what some people feel. You see comments like, this guy, you don't have work. You know, Chooks works. All of us, we have our work, we have jobs we keep. But irrespective of those things we do, we try to combine this, you know, because we must feed as families, we must survive. We don't have any choice right now, but we know that when we devote our time and resources, this little resources we have into the struggle, we know that the end, you know, the end will always justify the mean, because that end is Biafra, which is the ultimate. It is the ultimate. We should never, never keep, you know, lose focus on that goal. We should not allow people to you know, instigate us against director. We shouldn't allow people to put so that seed of doubt in us. We shouldn't allow, you know, sentiment be cloud our judgment or sense of reasoning. We should have that goal that Biafra supersedes all. That Biafra is the major focus here. Not director, not your personal grievance against him. You can sort whatever issues you have with anybody aside, but don't try to derail us or discourage people from doing what they should do in this struggle. I want to encourage all of us once more again. We should keep on keeping on, like Uchimefa will always say, we should not retreat. A lot of people come on here and say, director, we are before you, we are behind you, we are on top of you, we are, you know, those people that keep crying, shouting, screaming, forward ever, backward ever, every day we come on here, forward ever, backward ever. Although they are backslided, we should not lose focus. We should not lose focus. Biafra is key. So we should keep whatever sentiments aside. We should do things the way it should be done. If director say do this, do it. If director say do this, you do it. Just obey. Because the major thing is Biafra. And I know he will never do anything to jeopardize the struggle. Do not believe whatever anybody tells you. There are certain information, like which you rightly put it, that you don't have access to. Doesn't mean that nothing is happening. Because when you begin to announce things or tell people things, you are compromised. The little ones that has been told to some people, we feel that we can trust. They have, you know, they've compromised certain things in this struggle. We are compromised. In fact, these people have, you know, they've done something, you know, they've done some damage. But though we know we are going to recover, we know we are going to recover. We trusted them fine. We know we are going to recover. They cannot pull us down. They cannot try it. We are moving forward. Nothing can stop Biafra from coming. So my people, keep the hope alive. Please keep the hope and fire burning. Do not surrender. This is not time to retreat. 2015, Biafra must come. Thank you, Chemefo.
Thank you very much. And I say amen and amen to that. And once again,
happy anniversary again to my people once more.
Yes, of course. And I join all indigenous people of Biafra, all men and women of goodwill from around the world, to say very happy anniversary to you all and your crew. May God continue to bless you, bless your family, and indeed the family of indigenous people of Biafra where you are. Thank you once again, and keep on doing what you are doing, because everybody is seeing your good work. Do not relent, for the journey has just begun.
Of course. Thank you, Chimeko.
Thank you very much. And we now go to Brother Imam Madabuchi to give us his closing remarks. Imam, I don't know whether you are hearing me.
Yes, Uche, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Thank you.
And I say to thank you, my brother. And I say to Biafrans worldwide, everywhere you are, say thank you for listening to us. Thank you for keeping your time, using your time to listen to Radio Biafra. And as I go, I must remind us that we must not forget where we are coming from. We must always remember and let the world know that when we talk of Biafra, when we cry for Biafra, when we do everything for Biafra, we are not crying wolf. We must let the world know, we must remind ourselves always that we are not looking for Biafra because we hate anybody. We are only looking for Biafra because we are hated, because people want to exterminate us. We must always remember that we are those people who they descended on in their lands and killed us, thousands of us, in cold blood. They murdered us. They chased us out of their land. We came back to our land, nursing our wounds. Yet they chased us to our land and butchered us. They beat us. They dealt with us. We are those people. Those people that they bombed our houses, private houses. I still remember in those days, as a baby, as a child, that even those who have zinc houses, they go to cut palm fronds to cover them. Because if the Nigerian plane sees any house, any chink, anything that comes out as civilization, they will bomb it. I still remember it. How they bombed us in our markets, they killed our people, killed us in our homes. They bombed people in the churches. I still remember, and we should still remember, that we are those people that they brought us, our fathers, they brought them out at Asaba, which is presently the capital of Delta State. They brought the people out, asked them to be shouting one Nigeria, and they pointed gun on them and finished them. Hundreds of our people, they killed them. Killed them in cold blood, civilians, they killed. Killed everyone. We must not remember that we are those people who had the fastest growing economy in the world in the 60s, from the time of independence, that today our land has been turned to a wasteland. Nobody stays here again. People are running away to see where they can make a living and maybe bring some things back to the parents. But even the parents are dying. We are those people that used to be a majority in Nigeria. We have been turned to a minority. We are those people that we are the most learned in Nigeria, but we have been dealt with. There are no companies operating in our land. Nothing that moves there. We must always remember that we are not just fighting because it is fashionable to fight. We are fighting because we want to survive, want to exist. We are those people they said they were going to eliminate and dig their Quran in the Atlantic Ocean. And they are at it at this particular time. So I appeal to us that this should be our focus. We should stop fighting. There must be something we can do for Biafra. Start doing it. And don't look at other people. Don't try to pull other people down. Don't try to fight anybody. Let us just focus on Biafra. For me, that is the ultimate. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother Emma, and may God bless you, bless your family, and indeed the family of Biafrans where you are. Please keep on keeping on, for the journey has just begun. Thank you very much once more for joining this program and making it a worldwide one. And we look forward to having you very soon again. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and I must break away from protocol and take this call. The caller has been waiting for almost 30 minutes. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please, and make it snappy, please, because we are closing.
Thank you, my brother. I presume you're talking to me.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Uteme, for my honorable engineer. Once again, my name is Mr. Chukwu Okechukwu. I hail from Ezeago local government in Enugu State, though I reside here in Dakar, Senegal. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't have much thing to say, only just to remind you people one thing that is very important to me personally. But before I comment on that, I want to remind our people here in Dakar, Senegal, that our meeting is coming up tomorrow, being Friday. by 5 p.m. at our normal venue, Yongolen, where we used to have our meeting. Let people try and turn off. This quest is for every one of us, not for a personal individual. It's not an individual case. It is for all of us that we must unite together, we must gather together, put hands together to make sure that this quest is being realized. Now, I want to advise you or say one thing, you in particular and our able chief commander, director, and our barrister, there in my mission. I could recall some months back, while director was broadcasting from Lagos, then he was hosting there with Mr. Dr. Jus Ikedife. I recall on that day, while Ikedife was giving speech on air, he said of a lady during those days of the African-Nigerian War, her name by Margaret, something honorable. I forgot her son. I don't recall her surname, but I'm sure the name was Margaret somebody. Ikedife said that this lady, in the sense that our people was a kind of what you guys are trying to do now, to unite Biafrans all over the world, to come together, to carry everybody along. That was the case then. Just to make sure that this lady is an Igbo lady, is a Biafran lady, that she must participate in what they are doing there. Without knowing that this lady is a saboteur, and where she hid her walking talking that was being used there is in a photo enlightenment without anybody anybody's knowledge about her mission there, that she is passing information of Biafran soldiers to Nigerian soldiers before she was discovered of her activity against Biafran soldiers and was immediately removed. I bring this issue just to encourage you guys that whatever that would derail this quest for the restoration of Biafra this time must be dealt with accordingly. You guys there is the people, you are the mirror we are looking upon. Mostly, three of you are there, barrister, you are honorable engineer, assistant director, and our chief in commander, who is no other but our director. You guys are the mirror we are looking up onto. Anybody that felt or feels he or she is up and doing, and in order to pull this quest back or pull it down, trying to draw us to another perpetual slavery, because this time, if we fail this time around, it is forever. Biafra is gone and is gone forever. So whatever that will make us lose this golden opportunity, we must not take it lightly. That is what I want to achieve tonight. And God continue to bless you guys and strengthen you guys for what you are doing. And lastly, I want to commend the LCD team for their good work. I really appreciate the opinion of the lady that spoke last. She really gives encouragement by her word. And I say God continue to strengthen them and help them until Biafra is achieved. Good night and God bless you, my honorable engineer.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And may God bless you also, bless your family, and indeed the family of indigenous people of Biafra, where you are. It has been an eventful one, and we thank God Almighty for that. This has been the Radio Biafra PM edition for the 22nd of October 2014. We have reached you from London. And my name is Uchema 4. We have a number of guests, especially from Biafra land, in the persons of Brother Imam Madabuchi, who is ably doing marvelous work for the Biafran people in Biafra land and indeed around the zoo called Nigeria. We owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and we thank you for your wonderful contribution, and we urge you to keep on keeping on and do not relent. We are also not forgetting the LCD crew, led by Maze Chuks Ikedibwe, and of course, Nelly and Chinwe Sylvia. And we are not also forgetting dear sister Carol Monday,
Caro Chidinma Lolo Monde. She has been wonderful. She is propelled by her love for humanity. And indeed, with special reference to the Biafran people, we owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and we pray God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith, to continue to bless you and family, and indeed to direct your steps from now onwards and now forevermore. May his favor never depart from you. Thank you very much. We also are not forgetting Mazi Ebere of Still the LCD. Mazi Ebere is wonderful, and he remains there to the heart of the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they, whenever and wherever they are doing anything, he is central to what we are doing. And to you, all those who I cannot remember their names, please take whatever title that belongs to you and feel free to do so. We have come, we have deliberated. It is time to go. We ask God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama Chukwu Obasibini Igwe, the author and finisher of our faith and this project, to continue to guide us, to continue to favor us, to continue to revive us, to continue to renew us. And more importantly, may he help us to restore Biafra. Once again, good evening and good night from London. This is your sincere Uchemefo 4 signing off. Thank you very much once more.
Ya kan ya I'm not afraid to die.